Begin the current daf, Nesach the Shplis daf Chaf, we begin them at a base, given to his mouth, the Gemara, and Lerabba Kash, but according to Rabba, it's difficult. So the Gemara is asking from the Bais on Rabba, says Taisus that, what I mean, this it doesn't make sense. Rabba doesn't disagree in the Baia, only by Matva Shfua, but Matva Snander, no one disagrees. That's a Mishnah Mesef Tis Nazir. So Taisus Ba'adir, why is the Gemara asking on Rabba? Says Taisus Avakav the Rabba, Nami Maid, even the Rabba also agrees the Matva is Benader. Neder, the Mishnah, Shlema, he, me, Shamarin, and Nazar. Someone says, I'm Nazar, but Shamachaver, Rabbam, and the other guy hears, and he says, Amid, that's Nazar, Dav, Chavim, Beis, Vachem, and the Dorim, Kamar, the Bekarbin, so to the Gemara, and the Dorim, so if you give him an Alf, Kamar, the Gemara says, the Bekarbin, have a Neder, that's Hatfasa. So I said, Mekamokam, Parkle, Rabbah, the reason why I'm asking on Rabbah is, Amid, the Mefarish, Issa, the Kra, Matfis. It's on, regarding that, we explained that when the Pasik says, Isser, that Matfis, And according to Rava, that doesn't work. But Rava Mashani, no, he answers, you're right, the Lekoya is the cross, not going is the Pasik. And it's referring to a regular Neder, Haman Batayr. It says, Mata, begin the Mora, the Chilin Nodar. You would have thought to say that since even without a Neder would be forbidden, even when you take a Neder, it wouldn't take effect in Isser. Kamash Malam. Rashi explains Loiger seen and not to have the text as follows. Oh, given the Rabbanan who the also since it's only rabbinically forbidden the neder. So when you take a vow, chaylo iser bayachal, that the iser bayachal takes effect. No, the Yinami have a deraisa says Rashi because even if it was biblical, I mean, like come on, the Gemara tells Leilon of Chafim and after the Nedarim when it comes to Nedarim, chal not dvar metzah, they take effect on the dvar metzah kedvar rishos just like when it's optional. So the fact that it's rabbinic is not a reason because even if it was biblical would be the same thing. That they could take effect on a biblical mitzvah. But me and Neil Rabbi Yitzchok, actually, according to the Rabbi Yitzchok, it seems like actually the Gersim Leishah, but actually it is about Gersim. Because Avagab the Avadir Aisa, because you're right, although if it was biblical, Nami Chaylala Neder, still a Neder would take effect, but something else that's suspended in it, Leikud Neder would have another. That's not considered taking Neder in something that's Nader, meaning for the case that we're discussing, to do at Fasan, given the Eloi Nader, Since even without the neder, ikalat iser deraisa, you would have anyways iser deraisa. So then you're not your hadfasa is not working on the neder, but when it's rabbinic, so then you see the primary that is the biblical, which is the neder. Boy, moreover, the hod in the dorm chal not var mitzvah, because even and moreover, this that we say neder takes effect in var mitzvah, even though it's biblical, the bitl mitzvah ayri. That's actually in regard to the nullification of a mitzvah. Not here to do exactly like the mitzvah. The tanda perik bezin dorm daf tezem enough kesad. How so? I'm a coin. If someone takes a neder, she ain't a lulav, then I'm not going to shuck a lulav. She ain't my nechvan, then I'm not going to put on the phone. Because my skin has a gemara, like the gemara comes out over there. Chiyod a neder l'Hashem, that's afilu b'davar shal shem, chay l'alau. That's to me mevatel. Of a neder l'kayim mitzah, but if you take a neder to fulfill the mitzah, Kogan, for example, says, Shama, he says, coin mishlo eichu b'yam kippurim, I take a neder, I'm not going to eat a kippurim, shlo eichu b'yam kippurim, I'm not going to eat something not kosher. Loi chayil does not take effect. The ain nesachal lissa, because if it's already prohibited, cannot take effect. Lachi itzach time and rabban, and therefore, to the contrary, the gears is correct. You do need to say the reason is because rabbinically forbidden. Now, me, however, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, this will come on the pirkin, he also later on the pirkin of Chavzayin Manav, the nishbal kamas a mitzah, that if you swear to fulfill the mitzah, chayiv, you give me chayiv, kolshke nedarm. So, all the more so for sure, nedarm, shechon levatel, that if it takes effect in levatel, shechulakam, that it would take effect in mekayim. To according to him, it would take effect on the mitzah to be mekayim. Next is Matthew, begin the Gemara, koinamas. You violate from the Issa Bal Yachal. Now, so it's B'Shvu Nami Oiv Mishum Bal Yachal. Shvu also is going to violate Bal Yachal. The Ksib, because the Pasuk Bamid Melamed Oihi Shav B'Gomer Bal Yachal Devar. It's in the same Pasuk as taking a Shvu. Upeg Beis Nedarim, Daf Tezamen Beis Tanya Behed, the Bryce explicitly says, the Yesh B'Shvu Bal Yachal. There is Lo Yachal B'Shvu. What the Gemara is saying over here, B'Kainamas, like a Il Bal Yachal Greda. That by Kainamas, there's only Bal Yachal. Shvu has others besides Checker and Shav. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara. Noshim chayivas b'kiddush shem dvar ter. That we learn from Zechar b'Shamer that women are obligated in the kiddush of Shabbos from biblical halacha. Mashmat sounds like the kiddush d'oraisa, that kiddush is biblical. Chimash behed yibresh mishamisa. It sounds like from the Gemara in Brachas Dav Chav Amid Beis also that it's going to be biblical because the Gemara says Noshim chayivas b'kiddush shem dvar ter. The Gemara asks, "I'm into the shizma grama." So Rabbi wants to say, "Oh, it's midrabbanan." Rabbi says, "But he says dvar ter." So it says, it's a wonder, because the Bereish Masech does Nazir, at the beginning of Nazir, Davigim on Beis, Amad, Miyayin Meshecha Yazir, what does that mean? That the Nazir is going to take Nazir from Yayin Meshecha. Less a Yayin Mitzvah Kein Rishos, to say that even wine that's a mitzvah is going to be prohibited like optional wine. Parakli Gemara asks, "My ninu, what's mitzvah or mitzvah wine? Kiddush b'avdal v'dalta, kiddush and abdal." Says Gemara, "Mush b'voy mahar sinaihu." So what does that mean? Mefarshu ben Tam, he explains, which is not necessarily the simple understanding. He says b'tmiya. The Gemara is asking in a wonder, I mean, like, you have, what do you mean? It's not like as asking, what do you mean? He's obligated based on oath from Har Sinai to keep the mitzvah derech. No, it's a wonder. What do you think that Kiddush and Abdullah is biblical from Har Sinai, the Itzar Kor, that you need a Pasuk Lemuti to exclude it? No, it's not. So, hey, based on that interpretation, Amad de Midrabbanan who? Obviously, it's rabbinic, because Tayyip says, Dibni Chusei in Lafarish. You can't explain the simple reading of the Gemara to say, oh, what do I mean? But he's obligated to abjab, but to the contrary, what type of question would that be? Mishum de Mishbub Imar Sinai, who itzruch kra, act to the contrary. If it would be biblical and you have the oath of Mar Sinai, of course you need a pasuk lesser to say that you're going to make it prohibited, that it will take effect. And Mishani also, but the Gemara answers over there that's what it would do. And that's Ella rather, ki had the Amar Rava, like Rava says, shvush eshte yayin. Someone's like they says, I swear I'm going to drink wine. Then Vami says already Nazir. Yeah, it's a kroy. You need a pasuk to chayla nazir. That nazir is going to take effect lefishem mushba v'aymid, because you already have an oath that you said that you will drink. You're saying already Nazir. Okay, so then you know. Okay, now you're going to be prohibited. So to the contrary, that's when you need a pasuk for. So B'Yisham says what you can say is. So that's a steer. So it sounds like the way you have to read it is lashna tamiya that kiddush is not deraisa. So it says the kiddush vadim deraisa. No, kiddush most definitely biblical. Aval yain ain el rabbanan, but to do it on wine is only rabbinic, which that's what we're talking about regarding the nazir drinking it. I would almen barve b'sachem. I mean, well, whatever. I mean, over there in that context, I v'almen barve b'sachem like vav menav zachriel yain. That says Zachar is to recall it on wine. That's just an allusion of the rabbinic halacha, but it's not biblical. Or you know, another part you could say is no. I feel a drasha gemur, even if it's a full for drasha and it's deraisa. Had mevarich tzarch sheyitim. This that the one that makes the bracha has to drink from it. Hayin drabanan, that's rabbinic. So that's what the Gemara is asking over there. What do you mean? I need a pasuk to exclude the drinking the wine. That's not even biblical. That's only rabbinic. Next says master begin with the word the gemara kosh yesh mishmir yesh mizchira. So it's teaching us since the women are obligated. In the Loisa says of Shabbos is also obligated in the Aseh like making Kiddush and Avdol. So it's Ipcha like Lemeimer, why can't you say it the other way around? Since they're exempt from Schirah, they're exempt from Shmirah. No, because L'chamer Makshinen, anytime we have two ways to make the Drasha, we're going to say it stringently. As the Gemara says, Nivamas of Chasman Alpha, Beset Perakam, the Gedushan of Lamehame Beis, Darshinon, we make the Drasha, L'Sakivi Pas Reishchem, B'Lesashcha says Pas Sekanecha, the Isra of cutting of Peis and using a razor on one's beard, which teaches us, whoever has the iser of hashchasa has the iser, meaning of cutting off their beard, has the iser cutting off the peis. But nashi, these women, so it's bothered. Why they were saying leniently? Why did they say the other way around? As we say, lachumah. No, mishum the ipchal yishayich lemidrish. Can't say the other way around because the nashi less luzakin. You can't say, oh, just like they're forbidden to cut off their peis, forbidden to cut off their beard because they don't have beards. So to what the Gemara says, Nerechon of Gimel and Beizgah, Behod Tanya, that we learned in the Brayz, HaKol Chayim Mitzitzes, everyone's obligated to Tzitzikam Levim Yisraelim Chulu. Masa Gemara comes out, what's the Chiddush? Kanim Levim Yisraelim. But Hani Kanim, these Kanim, Hoyle V'Ishri Kalem Gabayu, since actually there's no prohibition of Kalem for them, because they of the Big Dekuna, is Kalem. Lo L'Chayvu, you would think that they shouldn't be Chayim and Tzitzis, so Tzitz is bothered in here also. He says, Sof Slanami, Yev Shalem Ipcha, you can't say the opposite, because they obviously are permitting Kalem. You can't say, since they're obligated in Tzitzis, they're obligated in Kalem. So therefore, that's what you would have thought to say. They're part of mitzitzis. That's the chiddush. That no, they're chayiv. Now, but the perke lo even. But in the Gemara Pesachim of the Megillah and Beis, kosher is difficult because the mashma sounds like the ilav disrabe noshim lechilas chametz. If we didn't have a special drasha to include women that they're forbidden to eat chametz, have the shin lekula, I would have made the drasha lean to say kosher. In become ochel matzah. Whoever is not obligated in the mitzvahs as say of eating matzah in b'al techatam, it's not in the prohibition of eating chametz. Why do we naturally say the drasha lechumra? That's because we have a drasha, Tesvav. It's 15th of Nisan and the 15th of Tishrei. And we would have learned that Pesach from Sukkot, Sukkah, Nashim Peturis, and Sukkah, women are exempt. Like the Gemara learns on, Sukkot of Chasam and Av Me'ezrach, and therefore we would have thought to say leniently. Or you could say the logic is that you dash from the Pasuk from the end to the beginning. And therefore, when it says in the pasuk about eating matzah and isra chametz, the order is that whoever's in so who is in leisachel v'chametz is only if you have teichel of matzahs, and therefore I would have thought to say to exclude women. Avakasha, what's difficult is the laman d'amma, according to the one that says menachat of gimel menalv tzitz is mitzvah seish man gurama. Tzitz is a time bound commandment, and menashim b'turois, and women are exempt from tzitzis. So literally nashim klayim. So women should be permitted to wear klayim, forbidden mixture of wool linen. The chol she'enon begedilim, whoever's not in that half of the pasuk of tzitzis in mevel tilba shatnis is not prohibited in wearing klayim. Dainu seva l'reisha. That's also that the end should be qualifying. The beginning of the pasuk, gedilim tasalach, and bechitim haganami. If you're going to say that's the case, that women are actually permitted to wear klayim, if that's the case, p'sed perikam the beya. The gemara in beya daf yudal and beis gabi mishalach and begodim that you could send garments on yom to bein tefurim bein shein tefurim whether they're stitched or not. Parak the gemara asks klayim l'may chazi. What does it fit if it's klayim? What do you mean limas din kamad l'manashim b'tzitzis? But it says why can't you just say it very simply? It's going like the one who holds women are exempt from tzitzis v'chazan nashim, and the klayim is fit for the women. Now, my precious nami. Now, this also that we explained the lechomer makshinon that we make the hekesh stringently. Tame it's a wonder the lechayv betzitzel kolam. Then actually, according to everyone, they should be chayv betzitzel because since they're forbidden to claim, as we just proved, then according to everyone, we should make the hekesh lechomer, and women should be obligated in tzitzis.